This is Radio Superior 1955. A reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s.
Come, let's stroll, stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels dance party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's stroll once more.
Hey, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. Tim Michaels here, a rockin' your world. It's Monday, September 26th, 1955. We've got Lou's News, KuCal Sports.
Think he'll actually show up this time?
We'll call the fuzz if he's missing in action again. Ruthie's in to talk about wives dreaming about not being married. That'll be a scream. Roth's is footing the bill for the 6 o'clock news. They've got an RCA Victor console TV for $269, and they'll deliver the set just in time for the World Series. Lou, it's all yours, Daddy-O.
Good evening, Tim, and good listeners. President Eisenhower is hospitalized with a heart attack. Doctors say recovery prospects are good. We begin our world report from Colorado.
This is Marvin W. Arrowsmith in Denver. Dr. Paul Dudley White said, barring unforeseen complications, President Eisenhower's prospect for recovery from his heart attack are reasonably good. Dr. White is so satisfied with the progress of the president that he left immediately for Boston, where he is recognized as one of the country's top heart specialists. He told a news conference after a final examination of the president that if Eisenhower's progress continues at this rate, he would be physically able to serve a second term. On assuming the burden of the White House again, he replied, quote, "Oh yes, it's up to him," unquote. Dr. White said the examination was made for the first time outside the oxygen tent. Doctors characterized the heart attack as moderate in the afternoon bulletin. He said the usual time for a complete recovery and resumption of normal life after an attack, no more serious than Eisenhower's, is about 2 months. The attack seems to have raised an overriding likelihood that Eisenhower would decide against seeking re-election. He said himself last August 4th, the state of his health would be an important factor in his decision. Just a couple of weeks ago, he told Republican chairmen from the 48 states to dismiss from their minds the idea of the indispensable man and not to pin their flag tightly to one mast, because he said, quote, "Humans are frail and they are mortal," end quote. In Denver, this is Marvin Arrowsmith.
This is Washington Hightower here. The United States government went to work on a business-as-usual policy today, despite the loss of President Eisenhower's leadership for an indefinite period. The National Security Council now becomes the most important policy-making agency in the government. A strong advisory group, it affords the mechanism through which Vice President Richard Nixon may act in some degree as a substitute president. Assurances that the domestic and foreign policies of the Eisenhower administration will go forward without a hitch came quickly yesterday from Mr. Nixon and three cabinet secretaries, John Foster Dulles of State, George Humphrey of Treasury, and Ezra Taft Benson of Agriculture. Eisenhower retains the full powers of the presidency, but many of his responsibilities and much more of the workload that normally would be his can be delegated to others. White House Press Secretary James Hagerty says the Justice Department will decide what powers may be delegated. The Constitution provides that the vice president takes over in the case of removal of the president, death, resignation, or inability to discharge the powers and duties of the office. Only when a president has died has a vice president ever taken over, however. No president has ever retired while in office, although the possibility was discussed that Vice President Thomas Marshall assumed the duties after President Woodrow Wilson suffered a stroke on October 2nd of 1919. Wilson finished out the 17 months of his term and survived for three more years. In Washington, this is John Hightower.
This is Stan Turner in Denver. The illness of President Eisenhower raised a vast chorus of prayers and wishes for a quick recovery from government heads, political and religious leaders, and persons in all walks of life around the world. Messages poured in from both sides of the Iron Curtain expressing shock that the American president had been stricken with a heart attack. An overflow crowd of Baptist churchgoers in Moscow heard the news last night from their pastor. Cries of "Save him, oh God, save him," sounded from the audience. Many men and women burst into tears. British Prime Minister Anthony Eden says he is most deeply distressed. Former Prime Minister Sir Winston Churchill, vacationing at the French Riviera, dispatched what he described as a purely private recovery message. West German Chancellor Konrad Adenauer sent a message saying the German people and the whole free world are praying for Eisenhower's recovery. In Denver, this is Stan Turner.
This is Bill Cortez in Buenos Aires. Argentina's fallen dictator, Juan Domingo Perón, is 3 miles closer to freedom today, but awaits a promised safe conduct from the revolutionary government which overthrew him. A little Paraguayan gunboat on which Perón has been a refugee for nearly a week pulled away from its Buenos Aires dock late yesterday. It dropped anchor in the vast Platte River estuary, 3 miles offshore, and still within Argentine territory. Delivery of the papers is expected at any time. There is no indication that provisional President Eduardo Lunardi's regime has changed its mind about letting Perón go. That's in accordance with Latin American traditions of permitting ousted political leaders to find asylum abroad. Lunardi's regime pushed ahead on other fronts with its tough task of trying to put down the remnants of opposition and reestablish democratic liberties in Argentina after 10 years of Peronism. General Conference of Labor Secretary said in a broadcast, Leonardo has assured him that the government, quote, will not modify the situation of the newspaper La Prensa, end quote. The Peron government seized the famous Independent Daily in 1951 and gave it to the Confederation of Labor. In Buenos Aires, this is Bill Cortez.
This is New York, Chuck Quirnbach, Associated Press. Air pollution is accused of many things: choking city residents, souring tourists, stunting flower gardens, and unraveling stockings. Now there's talk that dirty air may be the secret of the apparent warming up of the world's climate in recent years. Dr. John Hutton of General Electric's Engineering Laboratory in Schenectady, New York, says all this bad air may be having a greenhouse effect on our climate. The industrial scientist charges that man is, quote, contaminating the Earth's atmosphere faster than nature can clean it, unquote. He says this pollution pumps up a belt of carbon dioxide encircling the Earth, which acts like a blanket or greenhouse. The idea that the dirty air is having a greenhouse effect and warming up the climate will be studied by many scientists during the International Geophysical Year in 1958. In New York, this is Chuck Quirnbach.
The stock market plunged down today following news of President Eisenhower's heart attack. Losses were more extensive in some cases than in the great crash of 1929. Grand Admiral of Hitler's Navy, Erich Raeder, was released from Spandau Prison in Berlin today, serving a life sentence for war crimes. The 79-year-old former fleet commander was freed because of his age and feeble health. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has this message from Ross Appliance Store.
Ross, the store you believe in, will deliver your television set just in time for the World Series. That's right, on TV. The first game is Wednesday, September 28th. You can see every play in movie-sharp detail on a brand-new 1956 21-inch RCA Victor console TV. With these major advances, new 4-inch plus picture quality, new balanced fidelity sound, and new high-side tuning. Never before so much quality for so little money. $269.95. It's got rich mahogany finish, built-in phono jacks, 3-point tone control, $60 lower than last year's comparable model, 24 months to pay, and they'll handle your contract. Don't sell it to the bank or finance company. That's Roth's Appliance on Tower Avenue in Superior. Lou, back to you.
Tonight's editorial is by Superior Evening Telegram editor Clough Gates. Good evening.
Good evening, Lou. In a hospital bed in Denver today lies the man upon whom the hopes of our nation have been pinned. Our president is ill. A zeal for his enormous task and his devotion to his people has strained what was until now a stout heart. As we listen to news bulletins, our resurging concern for the man and for our nations resolves into a feeling of frustration. To care so much and be unable to help. Yet there are two things we can do. each of us. We can pray earnestly for his full, swift recovery. We can reassure our neighbors and ourselves that the strong team forged and schooled in the president's clear-cut policies will carry on until the president is again able to direct decisions. It is heartening, so to speak, to learn that spontaneous messages from around the globe are augmented by prayers for a speedy recovery from regular people of many nations. To them, as to us, President Eisenhower has come to symbolize the world's first hope of real peace in weary decades. Our monumental loss would be their loss, too. We must face the possibility that Mr. Eisenhower will not undertake a second term. Should he enter the race, he would be reelected by a landslide. From a man who has devoted his entire life to service of his country and whose very existence is now at stake because of that devotion. For no matter what political differences any citizens may have with him, we cannot think there is a man or a woman in the nation who would not dispute this. Here is a man who cared. Lou?
Superior Evening Telegram Editor Clough Gates. And that, Tim, is the news.
Wow. Heavy scene about Ike. A lot of rattle cages among my cats and kittens.
He keeps his pets in a cage?
It's a new lingo. After a while, you'll get hip to it.
Let's check the word from the birds at the Weather Service for this Monday, September 26, 1955. Some drizzle tonight, but sweet tomorrow with a high of 62 mind-blowing degrees. This one's for all of you I Like Ikers, which today is everyone. Here are the Penguins and Earth Angel on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Just a fool, a fool in love with you. Earth angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool. Of your love, loveliness. I hope and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel.
For flightless bird fans, the Penguins from this year's 1955 hit parade, Earth Angel. It peaked at number 8 on the charts, not quite as high as the Crew Cuts. They recorded Earth Angel shortly after the Penguins. Their version went to number 3. The Crew Cuts are cool, but the Penguins are the boss, baby. And their boss is Buck Ram, their manager.
Hey, I was going to use that moniker as my stage name. Well, if I ever went into the entertainment business.
Engineer Joe.
That's Chief Engineer.
In charge, Joe Gardonio, who never fixes things in the studio without chiming in on something.
Like that greenhouse blanket effect on our planet that was in the Lose News. They've got 100 laboratories working on this. The oil industry is looking for ways to clean up car exhaust. Other scientists are researching smokestack fumes. You know, it isn't the first time the world has turned to we engineers / scientists to save the planet.
No time for that, Joe. Time to get back to fixing those hot wires. I'm tired of getting shocks and zapped every time I turn on the microphone.
It's good for you. It makes your eyes watery, and you can use it as an excuse for the things you say.
Ouch, I just got shocked again. It kind of wigs me out. Here's something to go ape over. Hot deals of Swanson's frozen beef TV dinners. Bugle and Meyerset Grocery has them for 59 cents each. A complete roast beef dinner with potatoes, gravy, corn, peas, and butter. Just heat and eat. Of course, you cats and kittens, if you're looking for a great sandwich and relationship ender, Bugle and Meyerset Grocery has liver sausage for just 39 cents a pound. The bad breath comes free. That's Bugle and Meyerset at 616 Tower, dial 44473. Another hot platter from the Platters. Here's the Great Pretender on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Oh, yes, I'm the Great Pretender.
Platters and the Great Pretender on Kickin' KUWS. Uh-oh, it's the man.
You bet I'm a man. Every one of us doughboys and devil dogs from the Great War are men's men.
Colonel Joseph Raffaele at the microphone.
Ouch! I just got shocked. Is somebody trying to do away with the colonel?
Pray tell, why would anyone want to do away with you?
Because he's bossy and a wet rag.
Opinionated and intolerant.
Eats liver sausage without taking breath mints.
No, real men don't take breath mints.
Real lonely men.
What brings you here?
Well, it's supposed to be time for a minute with Miss Ruthie.
This is a 3-ring circus.
I'm here for 2 very important reasons. As Assistant Director of Douglas County Civil Defense, Air Raid Warning Division, Horn Section...
Oh, boy. Sounds like a brass band.
Not a tune brass band.
It is incumbent upon me to reassure the people listening to this radio program, both of them, as in two...
Get bet, baby. We have a lot of cats and kittens listening out there.
Do I get to go on or not?
That in spite of the president's heart attack, there should be no fear or panic. Our government will continue to run and protect us from the sneaky commie attack. Dick Nixon will make sure of that.
Thank you, Colonel. Now, a minute with Miss Ruthie and when married women think about being single.
Yeah, but I'm not finished yet. Ouch!
Yeah, you are, unless you want to get shocked every time you open your microphone.
The bad wiring is kind of useful. Go ahead, Miss Ruthie.
Oh, thank you, Lewis. Ouch!
Kind of tingly, isn't it?
This is a minute with Miss Ruthie, just between us girls.
That means you too, McMichaels.
Hmm.
Any wife can think of times when it would be downright convenient not to have a husband. Like when she finds an expensive hat, irresistible, oh, but dreads the moment when her husband will ask, how much...
It's always too much. Ouch!
Serves you right, Buster. Well, like when she has the house in perfect order for an important party, and 30 minutes before the guests are due, her husband starts yanking things out of closets, looking for a fishing hat he hasn't thought of in 2 years. And, well, like when she wants to shift the living room furniture around, and her husband puts his foot down with the question a woman can never answer in a way that a man will understand. What's the matter with the way it is?
Mother's always moving the furniture. Sometimes with me in it.
Your mom must be strung. Zoo, zap, like pain, man. Hey, how come you don't get shocked when you turn on the microphone?
I'm the station engineer, remember?
You are one cruel, skinny, twisted person, Gardenia.
Owie! Like when her husband expansively asks the crowd to come by the house for something to eat, and she knows that both the cupboard and icebox are bare.
Say, what are you guys doing tonight? The wife can whip up a mean liver sausage surprise.
Those are the brief moments in life when it would be mighty nice not to have a husband to account or to complicate things. But, well, most of the time, having a man of her own is a woman's proudest accomplishment. And that's a minute with Miss Ruthie Girl.
Thank you, sister. I can see why you're still Miss.
Oh, I'm married. That's just my radio name.
Kind of like my Buck Ram.
Hey, up next is Cool Cal Sabatini with the sports.
That's the other reason I came here. To see if that hotshot actually shows up. Or if Muck Balm has to do it here.
That's Buck Ram. Notice I fixed your microphone, so I'd be free to do the sports.
Three-ring circuit.
Here's the Crows and G on the Tim Michaels Dance Party. The Crows and G on Kickin' KUWS. Now, cool Cal Sabatini with the sports.
I don't see the slacker anywhere.
Well, I guess it's Buck Ram to the rescue.
You guys are a kick. I've always been here in my little sports booth.
That darn sports booth.
I still can't see the slacker. There's something very wrong here.
Let's face off, fans. The Bohemians had a word for button which helps tell the story of the Green Bay Packers' spine-tingling 20-17 victory over the Detroit Lions Sunday with 20 seconds left. The word they used was knaffle. Tobin Rode hit Gary Knaffel right on the button with a 19-yard bullet pass to pull the National Football League opener out of the fire before 22,000 frenzied fans at City Stadium. Coach Liz Blackburn was like a man floating on a silver-lined cloud in the Packers' dressing room after the Bays had defeated the Lions for the first time since 1949. The great triumph was an uphill battle all the way, and was especially gratifying to the older hands who never had beaten a Buddy Parker coached Lions team. And among them are Rote and Breezy Reed, who, along with the dependable Howie Ferguson, handled most of the running assignments. Don Newcomb, a huge right-hander who won 20 games for Brooklyn, and Whitey Ford, a little 18-game left-hander who helped clinch the American League pennant for New York last Friday, will be the opening game pitchers when the Dodgers and the Yankees renew their World Series rivalry in Yankee Stadium Wednesday. Dodger manager Walter Alston is characteristically silent, but Yanks manager Casey Stengel is bubbling with optimism. Quoting Casey, "Brooklyn has a good club, but the Yankees always take the series. We have the pitchers to beat them. All of them are well rested, and with the exception of Mickey Mantle, everyone is raring to go." End quote. The Bronx Bombers have a psychological advantage over the Bums of Brooklyn, whom they whipped in all five previous World Series meetings. In fact, the Dodgers have lost all seven World Series in which they participated, while the Yankees have won 16 of 20. But the Bums have good pitching in Johnny Padres, reliever Clem Labine, with good hitting by Campy Campanella, Gil Hodges, and Duke Snider. I'm picking the Dodgers 4-3. The 1955 Major League Baseball season started and ended on a record note. The Dodgers started it by reeling off 10 straight victories, a major league high for triumphs at the beginning of the campaign. The Dodgers clinched their pennant on September the 8th, the earliest date in history. Cubby Ernie Banks broke a record for shortstop with 44 home runs and 5 grand slams. Bobby Hoffman of the Giants, his 9 pinch-hit home runs tied Cy Williams' mark. Willie Mays of the Giants and Duke Snider of the Bums, Mays' 51 homers tied New York's record, and Snyder's matched his own Brooklyn mark. Detroit Tigers rookie Al Kaline tied Ty Cobb as the youngest player to win the American League batting title. Kaline is just 20 years old, and he hit .340. How about that, fans? This is Cal Sabatini, hoping all your face-offs are friendly.
Cool, Cal, cool. Hey, baby, got any requests?
Eisenhower recovers, radio sports pays better, and the pack keeps winning.
I'm talking about platters, baby.
Rosemary Clooney, Mambo Italiano for Papa Sabatini.
Well, that figures. Like the man requested, Rosemary Clooney on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
A girl went back to Napoli because she missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. Mambo Italiano, eh, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go, 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 you mixed up Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with a, eh, Mambo, don't want a Tarantella, eh, Mambo, no more mozzarella, eh, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, try an enchilada with the fish baccalà, and eh, Goomba, I love how you dance, Goomba. But take some of advice, Faisano. Learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna wear a head. Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Go, go, Joe. Shake it like a Giovanni. Hey, look, as a ditch, you get a happy in the feet. So when you mambo, we'll be right back. shake it, cause I love it when you take a me. Mama say you stop or I'm gonna tell a papa and I hate you through all. You don't have to go to school. Just make a weed a beat a bambino. It's like a vino. Kid, you're good at looking, but you don't know it's cooking till you ate. So delicious, everybody come capisce how to mambo. Italiano. That's nice.
Ooh, Rosemary Clooney and Mambo Italiano. Go Cats Go on Kickin' KUWS.
Hey, you know, that Cal's a good-looking guy.
Every time you open up your mouth, you make me feel uncomfortable.
No signs of hockey pucks anywhere on his head.
Just don't ask me to give a toothy smile.
Toothy smile? That reminds me of the president. Lying there on a hospital bed.
Ike will recover. He kept in shape. He golfed and was a football star at West Point until he busted up his knee.
And, of course, he is a military man.
That means he's got lots of heart.
Yeah, it's time to cut out, cats and kittens. For you liver sausage lovers who don't have days tonight, WDSM-TV has those Whiting Girls on tonight, followed by Boston Blackie, Studio One, and my killer fave, Wrestling with Jack McKenna.
Just to be clear, Jack isn't wrestling. He's the announcer.
It figures. The least a slacker could do is get into the ring.
We'll be back same time, same dog pound, the good Lord willing, and Joe doesn't put the microphone setting on electrocute.
No, hey, just one more thing. Once again, a national crisis is all the fault of the Democrats. Ike would be just fine, but no. The Democrats are critical of this, harping on that, bellyaching about this,
A little bit more sympathetic, too. If only they'd stop threatening to invade Formosa and start World War III, that'd take a load off, Ike.
The Russians could stop being communists.
Good point.
Boy, those communists are so selfish.
Yeah, do you think you'll run again, Raffy?
The alternative would be unthinkable.
Nixon.
Yep, the best insurance policy a president can have.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1955, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Tom Martinson, Don Hansen, Joey Laporte, Jim Packard. All events reported on Radio Superior 1955 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.